It's the A2 Vertical View with Scott Vertical.
Thursday morning means the most exciting radio moment in radio history every single week, right around the same time. We talk about the Humane Society of Huron Valley's Pet of the Week, sponsored by Mann's Lumber and Home, proud to install Anderson windows and doors throughout Michigan. And here to talk about this week's Pet of the Week is Laura Crouch, Development and Marketing Specialist for HSHV. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Scott. It's good to be back.
Yeah, glad to have you back. Wendy's got the week off, so we are gladly chatting with you today, Laura. And you have this, I kind of want to get right into the Pet of the Week because we have an interesting story about this particular Pet of the Week. Why don't you go ahead and get started and then we can chat about it.
Yeah, so this week's Pet of the Week is a dog named Plato. And yeah, he's got an interesting story because when we first met Plato, when he first came to us, he needed emergency surgery.
Yeah.
And it turns out he ate rocks.
He ate rocks.
It's not great. Plato ate some rocks. Mm. So, you know, dogs will eat rocks and socks and who knows. We can't promise that he has learned his lesson, but he is doing well. He's recovered well from surgery. He needed to gain some weight.
Yeah.
So he's just been doing pretty well with us. And the great thing about Plato is when you have animals like him who need a lot of medical treatment, when they are still so sweet and friendly and just love everybody they meet, that is a really good sign when they're through a lot of medical care in and out of the clinic and they're still a complete sweetheart. That is a really good, really good dog. So.
Yeah, because when dogs are in distress, quite often they will kind of snap at you and get angry with you a little bit, right? But that's not happening with Plato, you say.
Yeah, of course, it's always understandable when they're under stress. But yeah, Plato's just been a really sweet guy. He's fun, bouncy, playful. He should do well in a big variety of homes.
Oh, very good. Yeah, so he's about 6 years old. He's a beautiful color. It's called fawn. Is that what you call this color? It's like a light coffee color, almost like a very creamy coffee color.
Yeah, like a latte color.
Right. He's gorgeous. And, so he nibbles on the occasional rock, maybe. Hopefully he doesn't do that anymore. But I do want to say that we say his name Plato. It's not like the philosopher Plato. It is Plato, like the kid's toy the squishy kid's toy, Play-Doh, that's a really good.
Yeah, he's not the most philosophical guy, but he's very fun.
And about how big would you say he is, Plato?
Plato's almost 60 pounds.
Oh, okay.
He's a little on the bigger end, but not a
He is a solid dog. And his story reminds me of we have friends who have a dog and they live on a lake. And their dog collects rocks from the lake, like big ones, like big ones you can hold in your hand, like big, heavy rocks. You toss them in the lake. He will go and get the rock and bring it like you're playing ball, but with like lake rocks. And it's fascinating. I've never seen a dog do that before. And unfortunately, I'd never heard of a dog eating rocks. But Play-Doh, he's hopefully over it by now. And he's waiting for some love and attention at hshv.org. And you can find out more about him there. And then, you've got a wonderful program that you do that Wendy and I have talked about many times. And I would like to watch this happen one day, just from a distance, because it looks like, it sounds like it's an absolute adorable time, rescue reading. Please describe what this is for the folks.
Rescue Reading is one of our cutest programs, I have to say. It's designed for kids aged 6 to 11, and it's a chance for kids to read to the animals.
Yeah.
So they can practice reading aloud, and the animals get some really calming interaction, and it's a real win-win. And it's a drop-off event, but if you have a child who's more comfortable with a parent staying around, that's also fine. Just let us know during registration.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, you know, one of the things that is very difficult for a lot of there's two things. First of all, learning how to read can be difficult. And the other thing is reading in front of other people. Both of those things can be kind of tricky for folks. So there you are practicing. And, you know, how many times have we been in class where the teacher's like, okay, stand up and read. And we're like, you know, and you have that moment of anxiety. You're not going to have that reading to a cat or a dog. And it's my understanding that the cats and dogs tend to understand. Do they want to see the, like, so you read the page and turn the book around and show the dog the pictures?
We have a lot of kids who, yep, will read and then show the pictures. Yeah. Just like they're reading to other kids.
Yeah.
Really adorable and really great to see the compassion that even young kids have, getting really excited reading to these animals.
It's pretty cool. So rescue reading. Well, I'm sorry, when does that happen?
Rescue reading is select Saturdays from 10 to 11:30. So okay. You'll go to the events calendar at hshv.org, go to events, and you will see the dates on there.
Yeah, and when you go to hshv.org, you can find out how to adopt, meet Play-Doh or a different adoptable animal. Maybe Play-Doh's not the one for you. They have a pet that's right for you. You can find out how to volunteer, find out about their other services, and more, all the events that they have, like rescue reading and more. Laura Crouch, Development and Marketing Specialist for HSHV. Thank you so much for sharing all these stories with us today. I really appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Subscribe to the A2 Vertical View wherever you get your podcasts. And listen to Scott Vertical every weekday morning on Ann Arbor's 107.1.